What subjects are popular with young adults today? I believe that nowadays, the subjects that are most popular with young adults are STEM subjects or similar subjects such as economics, politics, and law. These are subjects that can offer people the most powerful positions and the most lucrative jobs. STEM, or science, technology, engineering, and maths, is the largest recruiter of students in most major nations. Therefore, it is a very attractive subject area for most young adults due to job security. Economics, politics, and law also can lead young adults into secure jobs and jobs with high social standing, so these are also popular subjects. What's the best age for young people to make decisions about their future studies? I think the optimal stage of life for the youth to determine the course of their future studies is between 16 and 18. It is important that the decision is not made too young, as people's brains are still growing as teenagers and their minds are developing. In other words, it is too important of a decision to let a 14-year-old make. On the other hand, it is important not to leave it too late so that a young person has time to prepare and plan for their future studies. This is why I think the best age for young people to make a decision about their future studies is between 16 and 18. Why do some people prefer to study alone rather than in a group? I believe that there are those who would rather revise on their own than with company because they are easily distracted by others. There are many people who find it hard to focus and keep their attention on one thing. For people like this, being in a group is a big distraction. Instead of studying, it is easy to chat, laugh, and joke with the people around you. This can lead to a far less efficient study session, and in the long term can hinder a person's grades. Therefore, some people make the executive decision to always study alone and never to study in a group. What are the ways people can learn practical subjects, such as cooking? Nowadays, there is a great variety of mediums through which individuals can educate themselves on practical subjects such as DIY and repair. For example, often there are places such as community colleges or learning centers that will put on day and evening classes to teach people practical skills such as cooking, woodworking, gardening, and even things as specific as bike repair. This is a very effective and tried and tested form of learning practical subjects. However, it is becoming more and more common for people nowadays to learn practical subjects from videos on the internet. This has the advantages of being easily accessible and often free. So there are different ways for a person to learn practical subjects.